the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Fire crews have been struggling to get containment on a massive wildfire that straddles the New Jersey-New York border, now up to nearly 4,000 acres and only about 20% contained. It largely remains inaccessible to fire crews. With a number of weeks still left in 2024, fatal crashes have already claimed more than 580 lives in New Jersey this year. The Garden State is on pace to easily surpass last year's road fatality count of 606.
Sometimes outside factors can come into play, like weather, but Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says the majority of fatal crashes can be blamed on driver behavior.
If drivers simply went back to the basics, if they put the phone down, if they drove the speed limit, if they were courteous to surrounding drivers, we would have far less fatalities on our roadways than we do right now.
New Jersey's road fatality count right now is about 14% higher than where it was this time last year. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A judge is due to decide today whether to undo President-elect Trump's conviction in his hush money case because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The New York judge scheduled to release his ruling today, the same judge that presided over Trump's historic trial, now tasked with deciding whether to toss out the jury verdict and order a new trial or even dismiss the charges altogether. Police are searching for a Union County man this morning after a stabbing at a bowling alley left a second man seriously injured.
On Friday evening, officers found a 25-year-old Newark man wounded outside of Linden Lanes after a fight with a 44-year-old coworker. Eskin Walker of Elizabeth allegedly pulled a knife and stabbed the victim multiple times before fleeing. Walker has been charged with third-degree aggravated assault, possession of a weapon, and other weapons-related charges. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We are turning colder today with a brisk wind through this morning and this afternoon, so grab the jacket. It'll be mostly sunny and dry. Temperatures this morning hovering around 50. We'll only see lower 50s at best this afternoon. Tonight, calmer winds, but clear and cold. The freeze is likely for most of New Jersey with lows around 30. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with an early December-ish chill in the air. Highs only make it to around 50. New Jersey weather made possible by One Day Doors and Closets. Transform the interior of your home with new interior doors. One Day Doors and Closets of Central New Jersey has over 60 styles to choose from. And right now, buy one door, get one free. Get the details at onedaynj.com.
46 in Andover, Middletown 51, Atlantic City is 53. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts. Sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.